Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Occasionally, we get our good friend Steve Forbes to join us. He tries to restore some order here, and he accomplishes that to the best of his ability. Steve, folks, as you know, is the chairman and the editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, former presidential candidate, the founder, the creator of In Money We Trust. It's a documentary. You put a .org on the end of that, and you can find it. It's awesome. I encourage you to check that out. Of course, all of his books are awesome. Hey, Steve, thanks again for being here. Thank you for your continued leadership. We need you now more than ever. And I want to ask you about let's look forward. I've been calling what we've been doing is being squeezed through a wormhole, this pandemic wormhole. Well, we're emerging out of it into the post-pandemic marketplace. And you know, when you and I look back on 08 and 09, which was almost as disruptive as this has been, when we started back, we just kind of went back to work. We just, you know, it was like, I mean, we didn't really change our business models or the way we worked or anything else that much. We just kind of picked up where we left off and went back to work. Now, this new regular, I call it, in this post-pandemic world, things are going to be a lot different for a lot of people, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And what it did, in one sense, is accelerate trends we already saw. Depending on your business, a lot of people discovered you could get a lot done at home. You get a lot done by Zoom. And so you're going to see those changes accelerate in certain businesses. But you're also going to see changes that, for example, take the airline industry and the making of aircraft, which, mm-hmm. you know, for all the advances, it takes just as long, Jim, to today to get from, say, New York to Los Angeles as it did 30 or 40 years ago, mm-hmm. with packed like sardines. And this is just one example of, I think, a kind of change is going to come. There's now the concept out there, and it's very exciting, of reconfiguring aircraft where you can have, and it's this called Zephyr Aerospace, and there are other ideas like this, a double-decker in economy. Go on Zephyr Aerospace, look it mm-hmm. up, you can find it on Bing or whatever. And the idea is, it may take several years, but you can actually have in coach a flatbed, your private space. You're not going to be sneezing on anybody except yourself. And it's amazing. And so I think you're going to start to see some profound changes, because even post-COVID, people wanted these kind of changes. So you're going to see changes in architecture, changes how we work. But, Jim, also, though, we are going to continue to meet with each other. We are social animals. And Nesbitt, that's not going to change.
Nesbitt said that 38 years ago. I've named it Nesbitt's razor. He said the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. We're always going to be analog humans. Even 100 years from now, when we're up to our ears in quantum, we're still going to be the same analog humans as Moses was. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I think one reason why we've had the kind of mood of the nation right now is when people are cooped up, it is so utterly unnatural, especially if you're in a small space. And you know, we love our families and all that, but I think this lockdown had a very damaging effect on social trust and mm-hmm. everything else. So whatever happens on COVID, We're not going to have that kind of lockdown again, and we don't have to. We know who the vulnerable populations are.
Thank you for saying
that. Some of the basic steps you should take.
This is the point I've been driving, trying to drive home. We're never going to do this again. You agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Country won't tolerate it.
We won't. We can't tolerate it. We can't afford it. We have to learn the lessons that we pay for in this thing, don't we? And use them forward.
Yes, and we have to be able to interact with one another. That's how we get progress. That's how we do business. And it gets to the very basis of human nature.
Well said.
So you're right.
Steve,
it ain't going to happen again.
Thank you for your time today. Come back real soon.
Look forward to it, Jim. Thank you.
Good job. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, In God We Trust. I'm sorry, In Money We Trust. InMoneyWeTrust.org. That's where you can find that video. It's awesome. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blass.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.